Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. We're so glad you're here today. I do want to remind you that this is part of a network of resources provided by Sugar Hill Church. And so if you're looking for other resources and spiritual growth or practical helps, please swing by the website sugarhill.church. And also, I want to point out our newest podcast that's part of the family. It's called the Positive Talk Podcast. The Positive Talk Podcast. And so I would encourage you to check it out and subscribe and share it with a friend. Well, I was talking to some friends recently about the idea of baptism, and oftentimes the question will come up, well, should I be baptized? People will ask the question, should I be baptized? And one of the things we believe when it comes to a life of faith is that baptism is a really big deal. And there's a number of reasons that I want to give you today and maybe just ask you to consider, have you been baptized? And if not, maybe that's the next step for you. But one of the reasons why I think it's so important for anybody that has put their faith in Jesus to be baptized is first because Jesus himself was baptized. In Mark chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan." So Jesus himself modeled it. He thought it was such a big deal that he started his public ministry with baptism. A second reason why I think baptism is such an important thing for all of us to consider is because when we are baptized, we're actually obeying what Jesus told us to do. Now, in Matthew chapter 28, right before Jesus left this earth, in verses 19 and 20, he says to his disciples and to us, he says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." In other words, help people follow him. Help people find the life of faith and grow in their walk with Christ. And then he says this, "And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." And so anytime somebody is water baptized, they are obeying the command of Christ. We're fulfilling the mission that Jesus gave us to do. A third reason why I think baptism is such an important thing for us to wrestle with is because of the symbolism of it. It illustrates Christ's death and his resurrection. Now, Jesus physically died on the cross and Jesus physically came back to life. You and I, when we put our faith in Jesus, while we don't physically do those things, it does happen spiritually in our lives. Here's how Colossians says it in chapter 2, verse 12. It says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead." And so it's this powerful symbol that says, I have put my faith in Jesus. And a fourth reason why I think it's so important to think about this concept today is number four, it illustrates my new life in Christ. At the moment of salvation, something new happens on the inside of us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." And so what we say a lot on the podcast and around our church is that there's nothing magical about baptism itself. It doesn't save anybody. It doesn't change anything. But what it does do is it obeys what Jesus called us to do, and it is a public way of expressing our faith in Jesus. It's sort of like the wedding band I wear. I can be married and not wear the band. When I put the wedding band on, it's not magical. It doesn't suddenly make me married or make me unmarried if I were to take it off, but it's a powerful symbol. It's a symbol of the covenant relationship my wife and I made before God, before our friends and family. And so while I don't have to wear a ring to be married, if I choose not to, it's almost as if I'm saying, I don't want to represent that relationship to the world. And so when people ask the question, well, who should be baptized? Who is it that should be baptized? Is it for anybody? What age or stage? The simple answer is anybody who has put their faith in Jesus. If you have put your faith in Jesus, I definitely believe and would encourage you to consider, if you haven't been baptized yet, to get baptized, to consider it, to reach out, talk to a pastor, talk to a trusted friend about what that means. And then I would also say, because this question comes up often, if you're baptized at a certain age, but then really came to faith later in life, what should you do? And I would just consider you to pray about it. I would consider that you would consider praying, God, would you have me to be baptized now that I have nailed down my salvation with you? Because I really believe the true picture of baptism is powerful when it happens after we've put our faith in Christ. And so I hope this is helpful today. I know many people listening on the podcast are at different stages of spiritual growth, but all of us need to wrestle with this act of obedience that Jesus himself called us to. And if you've never taken that next step and you'd like to talk about it further, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be happy to set up a time to Zoom or chat with you about what it means to be baptized. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.